when students talk to you, and you've talked to students about this business, they ask you lots of questions. What do you say to them that want to be in radio and television?
I tell them that if they get into this business, they might not take it too seriously because it's not the entertainment or the news business. It's the advertising business. That's what the business is all about. And you'll do a lot better if you get in sales or management. And if you're going to want to be an entertainer or an actor, if you ever want to make any money, you're going to have to either go to Chicago, New York, or L.A., or Dallas, or Houston. I mean, you ain't going to make any money in a small market because they have people pay them to be on other than pay you to be on.
So then they might say to you, well, look what you did. I want to be you. I want to do what you did.
Well, then they got to learn how to hustle on the side. I told you earlier, I made more money playing golf and cards than I ever made in TV or radio.
And so what's your handicap?
At that time, it was 2.
Wow. So you
get... Today, it's probably 100.
But you'd get these guys out on the course, and perhaps they didn't know what a good golfer you were.
That's not it. It's just some people just like to gamble. There are people that like to throw their money away. During the oil boom at Oak Tree Golf Course, there would be 6 or 7 helicopters come every day at noon, and guys would get off those helicopters, and they'd have $5,000 to $10,000 cash in their pocket. And I played gin rummy with guys at Oak Tree during the oil boom for 10 cents a point, which is really juicy, that couldn't count to 6.
You said helicopters, so they'd come in from where?
From their offices here, and then take guys that come in from Chicago and New York and Oregon, then they'd take them and fly them over some well location, you know. And some of the guys that made the most money during the oil boom never set a location, never did anything. They just took people's money and sent them reports and so forth and so forth. You were asking what was my most exciting time in life. I guess it was when we lived at Oak Tree from 1979 to 1984. That was my most exciting time. Golly.
So you had a home out there?
Yeah.
On Oak Tree?
2.5 acres.
2.5 acres.
Yeah, horses and stable and the kennel and everything. Boy, I rolled it. I'd get off my TV show at 1 o'clock, and I'd get in my car and start for Oak Tree, and it'd be helicopters going, look like Apocalypse Now. And when I'd get there, there'd be 50 or 60 guys there, and they're just bullying to play something. I played a guy every Thursday for one summer, every Thursday, and I tried to give him strokes. I tried every way I could, but I never missed winning $1,000 from him every Thursday. There are certain people who like to lose. You may not believe that if you've never been a gambler, but there are people that can't wait to throw their money away.
And we don't figure that out, do we? Why they have that?
Well, we figure it out. You might not figure it out. I figured it out real quick.
How did you figure it out? What
just
would you?
Through experience.
But why would they want to lose? And then he comes back.
Don't ask me. I don't know.
I know.
I don't have any idea. I have no idea.
And then you were a popular personality in town, too. And they knew that you gambled.
No, they knew I'd play, and I'd play high. And they knew that if I lost, I'd pay off, too. That was one thing I'd do. And I would lose some, so, you know, spread it around, make everybody think I was a sucker.
So that had to be a fun time for you.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was hilarious.
Amazing. Many people idolize you, performers to listeners, but who were your idols as you went along in your career?
You mean the people I idolized?
That you idolized and looked up to, right?
I thought Jerry Lester was one of the funniest people I ever met. He was the MC of Broadway Open House in the early days of TV. I thought he was hilarious. Brother Dave Gardner is one of my favorite people of all time.
And he was out of the South, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Comedian. He was a radio person.
Yeah, he was
put out records.
As far as women, Anne Blythe was one of the first people I ever interviewed, most beautiful woman I've ever seen other than Maureen. God, she was pretty.
Here you are, 83. Do you miss any performing right now? Would you like to be performing? Would you like to be on the radio here at 83?
If you'd asked me that yesterday, I would have said yes. But today I'll say no.
And what's the difference?
One day.
How would you sign off your shows?
I've always signed them off. I love you. Pass it on. That's the way I sign off.